This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2021 special is brought to you by Marsing.
BFM 89.9, good morning and welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Connison with Lynn Mark and Noel Lim in the studio this morning. In about half an hour, we'll be speaking with Firdaus Rosli, senior economist at the Malaysian Ratings Corporation, Berhad, on whether EPF withdrawals from account should be allowed. And we've actually got a poll running on Twitter. Lynn, what is the poll this morning?
So we're asking you on the BFM Twitter account, at BFM Radio, for Budget 2021, a suggestion has been made to allow EPF members to withdraw from account one. Should this be allowed? 81 votes, 46% have said yes with restrictions. 26% said no, 21% just said yes. 7% said it's complicated. And you know what? If you answered with restrictions or it's complicated, do comment on the poll as well to let us know further what you think.
Yeah, you know what else is complicated? The tourism and travel industry. Now it comes with no surprise that the pandemic has led to a near collapse of the tourism sector around the world. And here in Malaysia, with borders closed, a new round of CMCO being implemented, the sector is suffering a major blow.
Yeah, so the Deputy Tourism, Arts and Culture Minister, Dato' Sri Jeffrey Kittingan, has said that international tourist spending in the country dropped almost 70% from about 42 billion ringgit in 2019 to about 13 billion ringgit during the first 6 months of this year. Meanwhile, the domestic tourist market lost about 13 billion ringgit over the same period.
Yeah, to make matters worse, tourism industry players are now saddled with claims from consumers after failing to make refunds because of cancellations brought on by the pandemic. So to help us understand the situation better and get a view on the ground on the tourism sector, especially with budget around the corner, we have Nigel Wong, Honorary Secretary General at the Malaysian Association of Tour and Travel Agents, more commonly known as MATA, on the line with us. Nigel, thank you for your time. What have been the major pain points for the tourism industry throughout this year?
Good morning, guys. Nice to be back here again. Generally speaking, the major pain points for the tourism industry is the fact that borders have been closed for so long. So without any movement, tourism industry doesn't run. Secondly, of course, the relief measures that have been announced by the government, although great for the rakyat in general, have actually failed to address the specific needs of the tourism industry stakeholders.
What specific needs are we talking about?
Well, the main thing that the tourism industry treasures above everything else is its manpower. So the inability of tourism stakeholders to actually keep their staff, a very difficult thing to do, is going to cause problems for us, not just at the current situation, but when borders reopen again.
Are you looking at wage subsidies?
Wage subsidies is one of the major things that we've been asking for, effective wage subsidies, and that to date hasn't been very, very helpful for us.
Now, we're also seeing claims from consumers about refunds from cancellations due to the pandemic. How are the travel agencies dealing with this, especially since many consumers want to bring the matter up to the Consumer Claims Tribunal? Why is it so hard to give back a full refund at this point?
Okay. Look, the cancellations have actually started prior to the MCO actually being announced. And this is because in other countries, we've had the COVID-19 measures kick in earlier. So we've been dealing with this for a while, and it hasn't changed in that consumers think that they are entitled to full refunds of everything they've paid, not realizing that what agents do in particularly are actually link people up with different kinds of service providers, such as airlines, other sorts of ground handlers overseas, hotels, so on and so forth. And a lot of these funds that were collected on behalf of the customer have actually been paid to these service providers in advance. Now, the problem with the cancellations is that the Consumer Tribunal, which is so far quite inconsistent, rulings have not been very consistent in different states, they see this as a simple matter of adhering to the Tourism Act, which is very outdated when it comes to protecting not only the consumer, but the industry stakeholders as well, in this case, particularly travel agencies. So the Consumer Tribunal doesn't really understand how the travel industry works and basically just rules based on the Act. That being said, we have had certain tribunals which have actually taken a look at the evidence and have actually ruled based on the evidence provided. And this, we feel, is a very fair way to approach this current issue. So just in short, It's not as easy as just saying that I want a full refund for the package. It's a very complicated product, and consumers need to understand that it is not just one person they're dealing with, but a whole, a lot of suppliers in that value chain.
Nigel, I guess that brings to mind, to me at least, the wider situation with travel agencies and whether there's enough there's sufficient protection for them. So with the COVID bill, do you think it offers enough protection here if customers to cancel trips due to the coronavirus? And what improvements would you have for the bill? I understand that you are just the middleman in arranging all this, but is there sufficient protection?
I think the bill itself will help in general. But I think there needs to be a more specific focus on how the industry actually operates. So while the COVID-19 bill is a bit more broad-ranging in its approach, actual amendments need to be made to the original Tourism Act in order for things to be really, really effective. The COVID-19 bill will not last forever, obviously. And we're going to see this problem continue into the future, even after the COVID-19 emergency is over.
What amendments do you want to see in the Tourism Act?
Well, there are many amendments, but the key thing here, which we're talking about, is provisions in the Act that allow for the consumer to claim certain amounts from travel agents when they are seeking refunds for their purchases. Now, a lot of these provisions were made about 20 years ago when the tourism industry was very, very different. It was a very different animal. And a lot of this had to do with outbound travel particularly. So during that time, as you can imagine, the travel industry is extremely fluid. Things change. And the worst part is the Act doesn't account for the different terms and conditions that are imposed by different suppliers in that supply value chain in different countries, of which they have their own laws, their own requirements, their own unique difficulties when it comes to providing travel services.
So Nigel, you know, what aside from the amendments that you've already outlined, what do you want to see out of Budget 2021 that might help alleviate the kind of current straits the tourism sector is undergoing?
You've got half an hour for me. I'll give you.
We've got maybe 3 minutes for you, Nigel.
Great. I'll keep it sweet and short. Look, generally speaking, we are the largest, one of the largest export earners in Malaysia. So it goes without saying that we're an extremely important industry to preserve. So that being said, on the top of our list, again, we need the government to focus on protecting jobs and businesses, because the minute the businesses close down, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. And this can be done through a more effective wage subsidy program and, of course, a moratorium extension. And this should include the financing and leasing companies, not just the banks, because travel agencies in particular do get financing for vehicles and other infrastructure from other financial institutions. Now, with the wage subsidy program, in short, we are in agreement with the proposal by the Malaysian Association of Hotels on what they said was a proposed two-tiered wage subsidy, which is similar to that used in other countries like Singapore and the UK. So that is top of our list. Secondly, of course, is the moratorium extension. We do need an extension to the end of the year and maybe even a bit longer, specifically for the tourism industry players, and in this case, specifically for the travel agencies who basically serve as the middlemen in this industry. Third off, of course, we're looking at the opportunity of resetting businesses during the COVID-19. And so we're asking for funding for the tourism businesses to invest in digitalization and for the government to support local online platforms instead of relying on foreign platforms. And by this, we're talking about online travel agencies and online merchants. We're also, the current measures, of course, rolled out to provide temporary relief, such as the Banjana Tourism Fund and related facilities, are not as effective, as prudent SMEs are a little bit cautious on future repayments during this period of uncertainty. So a lot of businesses are not taking up their offers because they're just saying, look, you're postponing the pain. I'm eventually going to have to start repaying when there is literally zero business coming in to the country on the tourism end. Our wish list also includes tax reliefs for businesses and individuals For example, double tax deductions for all employees who go on local company trips. And we're referring to tour packages as well as hotel stays and maybe even purchases for local airlines. Relief to companies who are willing to send their employees to local MICE events. And this is basically going to encourage companies to retain and reskill their employees. And it's going to give the tourism industry a boost, especially when there's corporate movement in this sector. Almost to the end of my list, the government needs to provide further incentive for domestic travel through a special personal income tax relief. And we're proposing 8,000 ringgit per person for domestic travel packages purchased through licensed travel agencies and tour operators and industry players, inclusive of components such as accommodation, ground transportation, tours, and air. And last but not least, we're also looking at an extension of the HRDF levy exemption to the end of the year, because the tourism players do need that working capital put into other areas to maintain your staff and to keep their businesses running.
Nigel, on that note, thank you for your time this morning. That was Nigel Wong, Honorary Secretary General of MATA. And right now we're going into a few messages and then the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. When we come back, a look at how the U.S. elections will affect the market. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2021 special was brought to you by Masing.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.